Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Bonds, B-O-N-D-S, 10-6-49, 11-11-2025. This 75-year-old woman is being seen today for hospice face-to-face evaluation, period. This will be shared with hospice medical director as well, period. Wendy is a 75-year-old woman currently on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain, period. Nipperkoff patient and her husband live together with the help of a caregiver, period. First thing you notice is that she's lost weight. She says she weighs 102 pounds where she used to weigh at least 105 or 6 pounds in the past. Her FAST score is now 7A. Her MAC is 21.5. Her PPS is at 40%. Period. Her husband tells me that she's been having neck pain, especially when she wakes up in the morning, associated with change in position, period. She has no rash. She has no redness. She has no heat. She has no nausea, vomiting. She has no evidence of meningitis, period. Patient has been taking diclofenac with some response, period. She does not have a muscle relaxer or has never been tried on a muscle relaxer in the past, period. She's also sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. Oh, before I say that, the results of today's visit was discussed with hospice nurse, and I've asked for the hospice nurse to get in touch with the physician, medical director, to order a possible muscle relaxer for Ms. Bonds, period. Okay, now come back to the next one. She also suffers from hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, right-sided weakness. She's wheelchair-bound, requires total assist, ADL-dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient's husband tells me that she's very confused at times, especially in the evening, consistent with the sundowner syndrome, period. On exam today, blood pressure 129 over 88, pulse 74, respirations 18, temperature 98, and O2 side 99%. Period. Let's see. Now, patient sleeps 16 to 18 hours a day and has ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Other comorbidities include asthma, hypertension, history of CVA with light-sided weakness that was mentioned, period. Patient's blood sugar appears to be well controlled at this time since she's eating very little. Mostly she's oriented times one to person. Patient also has issues with constipation that she takes two colas for every night with some help. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. That's Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Bonds, B-O-N-D-S. Thank you.